Right? He would tell us a Hezbur that Ha-Maitzi also means that Hashem already took out, and he would also let us know that Halach is Kerabonim, that you could be Yaitzi by saying Ha-Maitzi Lechem. Trashi Vashmin Halach Rabonim, the Ha-Maitzi Diapiku, that Ha-Maitzi means that Hashem already took out. Elo Diyom Ha-Maitzi, but now that you said Maitzi, Maiki Mashmoth, what's the big Kiddush? Anybody could say Maitzi, it's called everybody Yaitzi. Because that's Marinach Nami, Vaisas he knew. V'yil Diyovet, why, how come he said like this? How come he only said Maitzi? La'apuki Nashmatukte. The pshat was he didn't know the Kol Maskoni, he didn't know Kol Halacha, who the whole life. So then when he was flipping, what to do? The best answer is to say Maitzi, he hates to grant everybody.
Alright, turn up.
Now,
the Gemara comes out, the Hilchos, so what's the Halacha? That Ha-Maitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. That's what we're supposed to say, Ha-Maitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. The Kaim Lewarm, because we hold the Kaim Lewarm, Kerabonat Rabbanan Shito. The Amr that they say, the Apik Mashma, that was taken out, that Hashem took out, Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Therefore, this is the bracha we should make. Now, Tosfos explains.
And Maitzi. Hey, so you say Kaim Lemelech Olam, it ends off with a mem. So if you'd say just Moitzi, you'd mix up the two mems. If it was better to say Olam HaMoitzi, I have the Afagav the Belechem Min Haaretz. There's also two mems there, Lechem and Min. Nami Ikeruve Shani Yosem the Kroksiv. That's already a pasuk. Masmiya Chos Levayim Yesel Avoid Es Odom Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The Arkane Zotais Yesh Letzoya B'Shtei Yodov. You should hold the bread with two hands. B'Yes with verse with 10 fingers. Neged Yutavish V'Mikvazir. Connected you Tavis. And on Shabbos, usual machman is on Shabbos, and you make a mitzvah with the Lechem Mishnah, you're supposed to put all 10 fingers onto the Lechem. Yeah, because in this Pasik, no, it's the gay, of course, this Pasik, even though Min and Oilam, Min, Moitzi and Min, Lechem and Min is together, that's the Pasik really. But how Moitzi, right. Right. Well, Harakis, Oymed, the Mishnah said, Bar Pri Adama. So, the Gemara, Kitponi, Yerakis, Dumi, the Pas. The Mishnah said, and all Yerakis should make a Bar Pri Adama, Chutz Min HaPas. Shall HaPas, why not Moitzi Lechem in Oretz? Bakopon HaMashmi, Yerakis is the same way that bread is. What does that mean? That bread is cooked. Bread is not raw wheat. Bread is cooked wheat. And says the Chiddush in the Mishnah, don't say a Bar Pri Adama on bread, but instead make a Moitzi Lechem in Oretz. So the diyuk of Tony Rogers do me the pass. Ma pashtin ishtanai they are, just like bread is already cooked. Wheat, it's baked wheat, and still it retains its original bracha, if not for the fact that bread is so chosh if you make a maitzin. Af yurokis nami, shen ishtanai they are, even vegetable that was cooked, on fire, means in water, still you make a burpi adom. Say with mashta from the Mishnah. And you don't say cooking the vegetable like ruins it and makes it into a shakal. The Moro Omar of Noi Mishmei Dabaya Zoy Semeris from our Mishnah Yabadik Araya Shalokos. Even though you cook the vegetables, still Mavorch and Aleim Bar Pri Adom. Still the bracha stays with the Bar Pri Adom. Trashi Af Yerokish and Ishtanu the Afil Halchi the Messiah Kaim is still stains. Stays the Mavorch and Aleim Bar Pri Adom. Shalokos Kol Yerik Sholik. All cooked vegetables. Tzadik still you make a Bar Pri Adom. Now Zot Gemara. Dorish Rav Chizda Mishum Rabbeinu, Omanu Rav. So Rav Chizda said over the name of Rav, Achilik. Shalokais Mevorchen Aleya Bar Pri Adom. It's not like true, you make a Bar Pri Adom, but it's a Machlekes. Rav Aseinu Hayordim Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbonin Eretz Yisrael, Omanu Ula, that's Ula that said over Mishmei the Rav Yechanim, Oma Shalokais Mevorchen Aleya Oshakul Niyev Dvorim. It's Ula said over the name of Rav Yechanim that on cooked vegetables, you have to make a shakel. Not a bar pri adom anymore. It's cooking it, ruins it. It's not called a pri anymore. So you see, it's a machlekes. Zok Rav Chizda ava vani yomer. I say there's no machlekes here. The gedorim are like this. Kol shet chilase bar pri adoma. If when it's raw, it's edible, like a carrot. That's edible raw. A carrot's not a good example. The Mer's example is an onion. That's edible raw. Then sholku if you cook it. So by cooking it, pasher you're ruining it. You're making it less than it is raw. It's better to eat the mushroom lettuce. It's better to eat lettuce raw than to eat it cooked. When you cook it, you make it worse. Then, shok, if you cook this vegetable, shakal niya devorai. Since now that you made it worse, you make a shakal. Mashenke, v'chol shet chilosai shakal niya devorai. Let's say like cabbage. Cabbage or raw pumpkin is not edible raw. So when you eat it raw, you only make a shakal. That's not the ikar derech of eating it. So such a vegetable that you don't eat raw, if you eat it raw, you only make a shakel near the varoy. Shoko, but then if you cook the cabbage or cook the pumpkin, then bari pri adoma. That makes it to its derech achila, and then you make a bari pri adoma. So pressure depends upon the vegetables. How is the best way the derech eat, people eat it? If people eat it cooked, so that's when they make a bari pri adoma. People don't eat it raw, you want to make a shakel then. But Shankar, if people normally eat it raw, so the pshat is when you cook it, you make it worse, then you only make a shakel. That's what Chizda is akdor, that's what we're passing. Trashi Dorsh of Chizda Kach, Mishum Rabbeinu Rav, Shloch Hasama Bar Pri Adom, Rabbeinu Ma'aman Ninu, Ulu Omer Rav Yechon Shakol, Hari Adobo Machlekis. Vani Yoyma, Liyash of the Rei, Mesh of Chizda saying, Hezb is no Machlekis. Shainim Chalukim, Altaid is no Machlekis here. The Yeshmem Pri Adom, Veshmem Shakol, depends, certain vegetables is a Shakol, and certain vegetables is Taka Pri Adom. Kol Yerek HaNechol Chai, Shet Chilosei Bar Pri Adom, any vegetable that's eaten raw and it's better to eat raw, then shoko, if you cook it, is after the Messiah, you're changing it from its original form, legreyusa, you're making it worse. Meila mavarach shakel, lekamim mukkula betumi vekarsi. The Gemara soon to say onions. In the Gemara's times, they had very fresh and young onions that was edible raw. And vaket, when you cooked it, you took away the sharpness of it, it's not so good. So the Diyuk in Rashi, when is cooked vegetables a shakel? When the cooking ruins it. Now a lot of vegetables we have, it's eaten both ways. Mashu carrots, you can eat raw and you can eat it cooked. So then both ways you make a bar for your dhamma, because you're not ruining it. You only make a shakel when you cook it, like Rashi says, if the cooking ruins it. So kamat all our cooked vegetables, even cooked fruit, you still make a bar for a bar for your dhamma on it. Because kamat, when we cook it, we're never cooking it to ruin it. We're always cooking it to improve it. Either you take an apple, a baked apple, you bake it because you want to eat it that way, it's better that way. You put sugar on it, you put sauce on it, you're making it better. Because then you wouldn't have this halacha. You only make a shakel here where you're ruining it. Like Rashi says, if the cooking ruins it, then you make a shakel. Weiter. Rashi, v'chol yerek, shein darku lechel chai, but any yerek, not normal teeth, raw, like the cabbage. Shem etchilosoi, imoch lechai shakel hu mevorek. If you eat it raw, you'd make a shakel. Then shokel, such a vegetable, a pumpkin, or beets. Beets, nobody eats, or a potato, you don't eat it raw. Then shokel, these vegetables, if you cook it, they reveal their chalosa by baking the apple, or baking the potato. Then you make it roi lachilo, hu ikka piria, that's the ikka pri, hu borach bar pri adoma. Then you make a bar pri adoma. As the ikki side is, cooking a vegetable doesn't ruin the vegetable. It's still considered a vegetable. So about you can still make a bar pri adoma. Joseph Messias, it's not eating this way. You ruined it, the taste wise, not so geschmack now, that's not called the ikka pri, and you only make a shakel. What's called a raw vegetable that you make a shakel? Shokol then if you cook it. Bar pri adoma, mishkatatlo, bekarva, that's cabbage, bisuka, beets, okra, type of a pumpkin. And these things you don't eat raw. So if you do eat it raw, you only make a shakel. And when you cook it, then you make it edible, then you make a bar pri adoma. Ela koshet chalos a bar pri adoma. We already have a raw vegetable that shokel, then if you cook it, shakel. Hey, there's a lot of raw vegetables. The pshat is, usually if you cook it, you don't make it worse. It's just as good, raw and cooked. So you want to find a case that when you cook this vegetable, you're ruining it. Where's the case you're ruining it? Hechim shkazaslov, or ramnakar bayitzchom shkazaslov, betumi vikarsi. Onions. Onions, if you cook it, you ruin it. So lalach is brought down, our onions, we don't eat raw onions. And whoever eats a raw onion, you make a shakel on it, because it's not edible raw. But in the Gemara's times, they used to have nice, fresh, sourced onions that were edible. And that onion, if you cook it, you ruin it. So there, raw, you make a bar pri adoma, and if you cook that onion, then you make a shakel. Now it's faked, the only time you make a bar pri adoma on onions, if you'd fry onions. That frying it makes it taste geschmack. So if you eat the fried onion, then you make a bar pri adoma on it. Because that's edible, and then it's geschmack. But otherwise, you don't make it. The raw onion, you make a shakel on it. And when it's cooked, it depends. Usually you put the onions, you cook it with meat. So you're not cooking the onions to make the onions taste good. The onions have to get room there. It's only there to make the meat taste better. So if you eat that onion by itself, it's not so geschmack, you'd like to make a shakel. But the only time you make a bar pri adoma on onions, the maisa, is where the cooking or the sauteed it, you're roasted, you made a geschmack. Right? That's the pressure. That's what chizit's pshat. Now the more Dorish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Omani Shmuel. Rav Nachman said, "Oh, name is Shmuel." Right, the Shlokas Mavorkin Le Bar Priyadama. He holds you make a Bar Priyadama on all cooked vegetables. The Chavrein Ol Yodim Yerz Yisrael. Our Chavrein came down from Yerz Yisrael. Omani Ula Mishmed Rav Yechinin. Ula said, "Oh, name of Rav Yechinin." Oh, my Shlokas Mavorkin Leim Shakun Yevdvorim. So right, the same Achlokas that Shmuel says you make a Bar Priyadama, and Ula said, "Name of Rav Yechinin, you make a Shakun." Zok Rav Nachman, v'ani yoyne v'machloikis shnuye. And he doesn't go like the Pchizda. He says, "Tak it's a machloikis." And what is a machloikis? Tell me, it's a machloikis on all vegetables. And it's a machloikis on the yisoid. Does cooking a vegetable ruin it? It's mafkia the same vegetable, or it doesn't ruin it. And what's this machloikis? Machloikis the Tanya. Machloikis shnuye the Tanya. Yoytsin v'rekeka shruyo u'mavushol shleini muach. Rashi Yoytsin is talking about Rashi b'mayim yedei achilas matzah. We're talking about if you have a piece of matzah that you soaked it in water. As yoytsim b'rekik, a piece of matzah shrui that's soaked in water. Or else to the mavushal, if you cooked up this whole matzah, shleini muach, the matzah did not get dissolved, it's a whole piece of a kezayis, still yoytsim dei matzah. Diva remeyah, say halt remeyah. Reb yoytsim yomah, name, yoytsim b'rekik ha-shruye. If you're just soaking it in water, then it's still called lechem yoytsim mitzvah matzah. But if you cook up this matzah, even though the matzah did not get dissolved, you're not yotzei the matzah. So what do you see according to Rabbi Yossi? That cooking the matzah takes away the shame lechem. So Rabbi Nachman is making a tushchel hu adin. If you cook vegetables, you take away the shame vegetable. So Mela, the Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yechidin, you make a shakol, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Cooking something takes away shame oichel, and only comes into a shakol. And the first man, the Yom Shmuel, that said you make a bar piyadama, he goes according to Reb Meir. So the Gemara and Alocha v'lohi, you're not right. The Chula Yam, everybody holds shlokas mevorkin leim bar piyadama. As everybody holds, even though you cook the vegetable, it's still considered a vegetable. Stam cooking doesn't ruin it. The Yad Khan so bezoi, why by matzah you not yoytzi de matzah? The Yad Khan loy kam Rav Yossi hosim ele mishum de binin ta matzah v'leka. Why does Rav Yossi say if you cook up a matzah you not yoytzi yechoyves matzah pesach by night? Not because cooking takes away the shem lechem, but you don't have a ta matzah. And eating matzah, you have to have a ta matzah. Aval hocha, afilu Rav Yossi moida. But here, if you cook up a vegetable, you cook up cabbage, or cook up something that doesn't ruin it, avad, you make a bar piyadama. That's where we hold it. Avad, if you cook vegetables, you still make a bar piyadama. Avad, you're not ruining it. Same thing, it's called cooking. Write this, Rashi. Avulay b'mavushol, the su lav lechem ikri. If you cook up the matzah, that's not called lechem. So the Havamina is, what's Pshat Rav Yossi? That if you cook up the matzah, cooking ruins the shame. So what didn't buy vegetables? If you cook vegetables, not called vegetable anymore. So tomorrow day, after Rav Yossi moided linium brochim osayah koi. Rav Yossi also holds, if you cook something, it doesn't ruin the shame. It's only by matzah. There the Torah says you have to have the tam of matzah. Lechamoni, you have to taste the tam of lechamoni. So if you cook the matzah, you're not yoytza. But avada the broch would still be a moitz lechem in arts. Like we had before, if you cook up bread, albeit kezayis, you still make a moitzi. Even though you cook the bread, it still retains the same bread. That's not our shell, so what? Oh, I'll talk to him. Omer Reb Chia Baraba, Omer Reb Yechinin, Shalokais Mevorchin Aleim Bar Priyadama. You should know if you cook vegetables, you still make a Bar Priyadama. We're talking about the vegetables still nicker, yeah? You can see the vegetable. You sure? You cook it, you still can see the vegetable, Vada. It just that it was cooked, that's all. Like a cooked potato. Or a cooked, yeah, right. Yeah, Vada. You could see the things here. Just that it was cooked. See, old, you cook it, you still make a barf yodom. Reb Binyamin by Yefes, on Reb Yechen. Reb Yechen and Yefes, they don't have the name of Reb Yechen. Shlokas, Mabrochen, Leim, Shakon, Yedavorwe. So it's a machlokes. What did Reb Yechen say? Reb Chia Barabbas said that Reb Yechen said, you make a barf yodom. And Reb Binyamin said over that Reb Yechen said, you make a shakon. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said, you should know, Kova Ula Lishabeshta Kareb Binyamin Ben Yefes. Is that the Ula said over before, that the same Rav Yechinin, on cooked vegetables, you always only make a shakol, Ula made a mistake because he was Makabalist from Rav Binyamin. Binyamin was the one that said over, his Rav Yechinin said over, you make a shakol, Yibdavorin. But really, he's wrong. because Reb Chiya Rabbi is more of a Muslim, you could believe him more, and he said, Reb Yechon said, you make a bor pri adoma, it's right, that's the emes. So tomorrow, teye bor Reb Zeru, v'chima inyi Reb Yoram ben Yefa, say it's Reb Chiya Rabbi. Like, well, how could Reb Ulam even make a mistake? How could you say he listened to Reb Yamin over Reb Chiya Baraba? Reb Chiya Baraba dayik the gomer shmaitam Reb Yechonin. He was a very good Talmud. He was medayik very exactly what the Rebbe said. Vaita Reb Yamin by Yefes loy dayik. He wasn't medayik so much. He listened what happened here, what happened here to Shir. He wasn't medayik so much every word the Rebbe said. So if it's shaila what Reb Yechonin said, avad you listen to Reb Chiya Baraba better. V'yoid Reb Chiya Baraba kol tlos in Yoimin. Every 30 days, Mahad Talmud dekayim with Reb Yechonin. He used to chazer over all his learning in front of Reb Yechonin. So Tosis says here, the same let's list. Lav dafka kol Talmud. It doesn't mean he chazered everything he learned. Ela kol ma'asher yoimin b'shloishim yoim, ha'yechazer akol ufana b'yoim shloishim yechon. Is what he learned that chaydish, all those 30 days, on the 31st day he spent chazering what he learned the last 30 days. Now kol upon him, he knew klo what Reb Yechonin said. So Avada Ula couldn't have made a mistake that Ula believed Reb Yamin. Avada Reb Chiya Baraba is the one to believe. Right though? Reb Yamin ben Yefes lo imahadir. He didn't chazer over every 30 days. V'yoyed Bar Medena Bar Medena. Chutz for these two tainas, I have another reason to say Reb Yamin is wrong. The Yahu Tarmusa was a type of a fruit. The Shalkile Sheva Zimne V'gdera. They had a cook. It's a very bitter fruit. And you have to cook seven times to make it edible. Yeah. The achli lay the kinuach sudin, they ate it for dessert. Also the show Rabbi Yechon, they came to ask Rabbi Yechon, what bracha do we make on this? The yomlo mavrochan alay a bari pri adama. Otherwise it wasn't a fruit, it was a vegetable. So you still make a bari pri adama. So you see claw, even though you cooked this vegetable seven times to get the bitterness out of it, still you make a bari pri adama. So you see claw, Rabbi Yechon was wrong. That Rabbi Yechon never said you make a shakol, Rabbi Yechon zichol, you make a bari pri adama. The Yoid, Omer Reb Chiya Baraba, Ani Reisi Hashem Nodaraya, Ani Reisi Hashem Yechon, I saw myself Reb Yechonin, Sheochel Zayas Mulich, he ate a very salted Zayas Aleph, and Aloch of Adrashi Zayas Mulich, Shoy Muluach Zeh Kami Yomim, it was salted a few days already, V'kaim along to Mulich Kirosayach, if you salt something a long time, it has Aloch like Rosayach, as if it's cooked up. So Melo, this Aleph has a din like a cooked Aleph. So what bracha did he make on this? Uberich Allah tchila b'soif. He made a bracha at the beginning, at the end. So tomorrow, iyam b'shtayim mishlokas b'mosayim kaimi. If you say even though it's cooked, it still retains the same bracha the way it was before. So may hear this aleph is still a bor priates. Then it's good. But tchila mavarich Allah bor priates. At the beginning of Yechida made a bor priates. Ulevseim mavarich Allah bracha achas min sholish. But it's still called the aleph. You make a bracha min sholish. El iyam mishlokas b'mosayim kaimi. But if you want to say cooking the fruit. Or the vegetable ruins it, it's not called the fruit of vegetable anymore. So you have this salted olive. It's not considered a loch of an olive anymore. So if you're talking about the name of the varach, you have to make a call upon a shakel on this cooked or olive. Elo, lipsoif, my varach. What bracha did it make at the end? So it should be a raya that it has a shame olive to it. And you still make an eight, and you make an aleis at the end. So the more, no, there's no raya. Dilma borrowed the first Shabbos because Rabbi Makom Mashibora. Maybe the bracha achrona they make was a borrowing the first.
Now the chik can't eat raw.
What?
You can't eat an olive.
You could eat an olive. You could eat an olive. The Mars time you could eat an olive. You could eat it. You could eat them. Yeah. Dilma borrowed the first. You could eat it. Dilma. So if the Gemara there's no raya, maybe you made a borrowing the first here. So the chiddush of Gemara is we'll see sugyas later as man the yomer when you say a borrowing the first. Not for every Michael do you say a bur in the fushes. So how many was for olives, you don't have to say a bur in the fushes. If it was cooked, it's not, you only make a shakol, you won't have to make a bur in the fushes at the end. So the was a raya, the bracha chorna had to be on al-Eisfel priate. The Gemara's matzke here, that wouldn't be the biggest raya. Maybe he made a bur in the fushes. But I call upon a malacha, we zicha paskin, that cooking something does not ruin it. Cooking it still keeps it a bur priate, a bur priadama. The only time the bracha changes to a shakol is when you cook it, you ruin it. If the cooking of it ruins it, make it less tasty, less so good, then you only make a shakel. The calls them on the cooking just improves it, makes it better, you still make the same bracha. Mor Moser Rav Chizda Bar Shmuel. Yeroka is by Morer on Pesach. Yeroka Shadim Yoitzavim, they have a festa, Yoitzavim, Morer with it. Yoitzavim, Yoitzavim with the vegetable itself. Uva Klach, with the head of it, you also Yoitzavim. Shulahem. Avoloi kavushim, you're not yoytze bikavish, you sour, you pickle it. Avoloi shlukin, not if you cook it, v'loi mavushalim. A shlukin usually cooked more than mavushal. If you cook up the maror, you cook up horseradish or the Roman lettuce, you're not yoytze. Now, v'yithak v'echva masayu koi, if you say cooked vegetables is still considered a vegetable, but v'zloi shlukin amai loi, how come you're not yoytze cooked the maror? So what if you cook the vegetable, you cook the Roman lettuce? It's still called Roman lettuce. How come not yet tomorrow? The Chur should be right. Cooking is mafia the shame vegetable. But the Gemara name, Shani Yosem Dabinim Tam Mor of Aleko. Havada, the bracha is still a bar of free Adama. But by Mor, it's not just a free Adama. It has to have a Tam Mor. It has to taste bitter. If you cook it, lose the Tam, definitely not yet. Omele Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zeiro. Rabbi Yechanon Anukashino. Heichim Avorach Al Zayism Liyach. You said that the case there before was he took a salted olive and he made a bracha rishon, a bracha achroina. Now, partially the bracha achroina is the aleitz v'al priyet because we hold it's still called an eitz. For the Gemara Kiva, the shakin lagarinei, Mestami didn't eat the pit. So Mestami first he took out the pit of the olive and he only ate this one olive. Of Ezoi, bought Salei Shiurei. You don't have to make an aleitz v'al priyet. When do we make a bracha achroina?